sun is sinking in the west. The cattle go down to the stream. A red wing settles in her nest. It's time for a cowboy to dream.
Welcome to episode number 14 of the Goat Locker Podcast. Good evening, Goat.
Good evening, Bearcat.
Good evening. Man, we've got a lot to cover this week.
We do.
A lot of stuff going on. But I think maybe right out of the gate, it sounds like you have some new competition.
I do. some competition. And I'm really worried about it.
Is it a celebrity or is it like...
It's a celebrity.
Oh, man.
Another celebrity.
Another.
Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live just started one. I think she's had 3 or 4 episodes now. It's called Good Hang. And I listened to the introduction and she says, you know, this podcast is not meant to be your therapist. I'm not answering any questions. I don't have any advice. I don't care if you get any better. And I was like, I love that. And so she's already had Tina Fey, Martin Short, and Rashida Jones on there. And it's pretty good. Her intent is to make people laugh, you know, just to lighten it up. It's not, you know, anything serious. And so, it's awesome.
Yeah. Well, and it's similar to yours because we're not here to help you get better.
No, we would love for everybody to be better.
Yeah.
I'd really like for you to get better.
I understand that. I know that's been an eternal struggle for you.
But that's not the intention.
That's not going to happen.
No, it's not.
Yeah, but so you're not aspiring to get people, make people better.
No.
Maybe a laugh or two.
Yeah.
But really, it's about goats and other shit.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the goats.
Okay.
How are the goats?
They're good. They are, I've been in therapy, goat therapy, for about a week now, and it's going really well.
Yeah.
It's going well for me. It's going really well for Louise, not so much for Thelma, because... Louise will, she's the bully, you know, everybody knows she's the bully. She's the alpha goat. And if Thelma tries to get close to me, when I go in there for therapy, Louise runs her off. And so then Louise will lay down beside me. And it's the sweetest thing ever.
Like she a dog.
Yeah, just like a dog, lean up against me. And Thelma might sneak over and, you know, get a scratch or two, but then she'll go lay down close by.
She knows that she can't be too close.
Yeah, but it makes me very happy.
Yeah.
It makes you happy because...
Do they provide some sort of, like, are they giving you some sort of words of wisdom during these therapy sessions? Or is it just
Yeah, it's therapy.
Yeah, okay.
It's no shit therapy.
Yeah, okay.
And I can't tell you. If you go to therapy, you would also get some insights and maybe something that would make you better.
Mm.
See, it all comes around.
So it's like a patient-doctor confidentiality agreement you have between them.
Yeah. I had to sign an NDA.
Strict
DNA.
HIPAA laws are in effect here at the Goat Locker?
Exactly.
Okay. I think for those that might be listening in, for all 6 of you that have joined our podcast.
There's 7.
There's 7 now. It's that means that the goats aren't saying anything. Keep that under the radar of HIPAA rules. So they're doing well.
Yeah, they're doing very well.
Yep.
Everybody's happy.
Yep. We had Sam just recently built also a stand, so their spa days and grooming days should be a little bit easier here in the...
Easier on me, yes.
Not so distant future.
Mm-hmm. Really nice. Built a milk stand, so it just allows them to be up on a platform. It's about 18 inches high.
Yeah.
And, so I can get to their feet, trim their feet well, easily.
Yep, that's good. No, it's a nice piece of gear to have here at the farm, for sure.
Very nice. Carpenter Sam did that for us.
Yep. Much thanks to Sam, that's right. Man, so we've been hitting hard on the Camino.
Yes.
And, you know, last time we talked, we were staring down the barrel of a 10-miler. How goes the 10-miler?
We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
We did it, and we've been averaging on these long hikes, we've been maintaining pretty much a 3-mile-an-hour pace.
Yeah, and that is remarkable for me, especially.
It is.
So yep. I'm not really fast.
No, but that's a good clip, and you know, we'll stop and do breaks, and so it's not factored into the to the pace, but you know, our walking pace has been right at about 3 miles an hour, you know, pretty consistent, and so
Yeah.
that's been outstanding. And this last one, even though it was 10 miles, a bit more elevation changes.
Oh my gosh. Gibson Park, right?
Yeah,
It was
or
Gibson Park.
High Point Trail, but yeah,
And
which
there are
includes the Gibson. Yeah.
some hills that, oh my gosh, kick my ass.
There's a couple in there that are fairly steep and long, so it's a good quarter mile of steady incline. There's some other ones that are pretty steep, but they're short-lived, but they're steep.
Yeah, they
But
go on forever.
they go on. There's a couple of them in there that they kick on for a while. We've got a departure date.
Yes, we have tickets.
We have tickets. We know we're going into Paris. We'll spend a couple days in Paris, work our way south to South France into Saint John, and then it'll be right around your birthday or maybe a day after, in and around May 8th, maybe as late as May 9th, we should be feet on the trail.
I'll say the 8th.
It's getting exciting though. It's we've got some sleeping bags, we've got that resolved, starting to get clothing. You hiked this week with
My
some of
cos
your gear.
Yeah, and you hiked with my cosmetic bag.
Yes. This is the concern. This cosmetics bag is getting pretty heavy. What all do you have in this thing?
Well, I'm gonna have a blow dryer, and I'm gonna have a curling iron, shampoo, cream rinse, body lotion, astringent, eyelash curler,
Lot of
and
fake nails. Are you gonna have some fake nails?
those will the
Press
ones I have on will last me through.
Oh, okay,
Yeah,
for the hole.
they're good ones. That's all I can think of right now, and all my supplements and stuff.
So if anybody wants to know what my burden will be that I drop off at the Iron Cross,
It's gonna be me.
it's gonna be Vicky's cosmetic bag and all that I've had to haul around for this last 28 years.
Ooh.
Oh.
Nice.
Have you done any work on the thoughts on the burden?
No.
No,
I
that's
mean,
something I
I've
gotta.
thought about it, but I haven't thought of nothing that hits me, you know, just the right thing.
So one of the things, if you're not super familiar with the Camino, specifically on the French Way, so there's multiple routes, but on the French Way, there's a place called the Iron Cross, and Iron Cross will be about a little over halfway through the journey to Santiago, and it's known for people will leave their
Burdens.
burdens there, often represented by a rock, but it could be other things, and you know, you kind of carry that along the route with you, and then
Leave it there.
leave it at the foot of the cross, not to carry that burden with you again. So,
Very symbolic.
very symbolic. So, looking forward to that. Anything else on the Camino?
I don't think so. Well,
No.
we've got, you know, we're starting to get together, you know, our clothing and the things that we want to carry in our packs, you know, and like on that 10-mile hike, I carried my backpack that had some of my stuff that I will be taking on the Camino. So that felt pretty good. And like my backpack will be probably 12 pounds, and Barry's might be up to 30.
Might be a little more, but
Might be a little bit more.
I don't think it's unrealistic for you to be in the 12 to 14 pound range for
Yeah.
this, which that's kind of where you've been training at anyhow. But you had sleeping bag, clothing, shoes, water, you had quite a bit in your pack this week, so it was good. It
Good
was good.
practice. So
Good.
this month or April is going to be 20 to 25 miles a week
This is a big one. This is
with a
it.
12 miler.
This is the pinnacle of our training, right? So we got another 10 miler. Then we got a 12 miler, then we come back to a 10 miler, and that last 10 miler will be a 10 miler followed up with like maybe a 6 miler. So some, you know, we'll do, you know, something on that order, like a back-to-back long hikes. Yep. And then what's your target for daily mileage on the Camino?
8 to 10. And what's your target?
10 to 12.
You're gonna be backtracking
So we'll be
or meeting me at the next stop.
Close, but I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
So you're doing really well. It's awesome to see this. We've had a lot of fun. It's been a lot of really good training, and we feel really good about it. And I think that the thing that we really would like to achieve is that when we land in Paris and we get on the trail a few days later, we want to feel confident that we put the work in to be there and feel good about it. And if we land on that trail today, I think we already feel that way.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's great.
It is. It's awesome.
That's great. So, it's been an interesting couple weeks in the sense that, everybody knows, I've retired. And as a part of that, you know, the healthcare system that we were a part of for many, many years is now different. We are officially on TRICARE and on the VA system. And this last couple weeks, we've actually tested out our healthcare system pretty good.
Yeah.
Things kind of started with me a few weeks ago. I had some sort of virus or something that I got into that caused some elevated heart rate issues, and ultimately ended up going to see the doctor. And I've got a cardiologist that I'm working with, and my experience through the Novant system and through TRICARE has been just really outstanding all the way around. And so that's been really good to get the system, kind of get familiarity with the system and to learn how to navigate it. And so that's been going well. And then you've been in the VA this last week or so.
Yep. So I get 100% of my care through the VA now, and it has been fantastic. I mean, I have zero complaints.
And I'll tell you, that feels different than maybe what it would have been 20 years ago. You know, I think the VA had a stigma for many, many years of maybe not being the best system to be in, but that's just not been your experience at all.
It is not. And I would just about bet that it's the system itself and not the people, because the people that they have working there are just, they're incredible. I mean, just really, really professional and caring, and, you know, it's amazing. And, you know, it's a good feeling to go in there and you feel like they care and that, you know, you're going to get good care. I mean,
And the facility here in Kernersville is new.
2016 is when it was built. That's and it looks and feels brand new.
It's a nice facility.
It's really nice.
Not real big. I mean, it's got a lot of the kind of core basic services. The full blown hospitals down in Salisbury.
Yeah, and I had to get my a mammogram. I had to go to Salisbury, I think it was, and something else.
Colonoscopy. Yeah.
But I mean, and that was an awesome experience too.
Good facility in Salisbury.
It's
certainly World War II vintage.
It's old, yeah. There's some real old parts, but it's the people that make anything excellent.
Yep.
And they got
it reminds me of being on an old base.
Yeah, it does.
It's got all that kind of old barracks and
old
buildings. It's like you're on an old military installation. But
they've got a cool old, I think it's a national cemetery.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah,
I believe
right
so. Yep. So it's been a good system. It's And every time that you've been or the work that you've had done, it's been nothing but great people and good experiences, so that's really good.
It's very comforting and, you know, makes you proud, you know.
Yeah, let's hope that stays that way. I mean, there's been a lot going on in the Veterans Affairs Administration.
Uncertainty.
Lots of uncertainty and whatnot, and so we'll pray that it stays that way.
Mm-hmm.
Our experiences, on the other hand, with a family member who's also VA eligible, but in a different care requirement, that's been a different journey.
Yep, it has. That system, so we have a family member who needs long-term care. He's a veteran, he's a retired military, and he's got 80% disability. So he qualifies for a lot of care. But finding a bed, finding a place for him is, gosh, frustrating as hell. The system is a shit show.
It's complex.
The people are awesome. Everybody that we come in contact with is awesome. But the system is just ridiculous.
One of the things we learned through this process was terminology. Terminology is, as it turns out, you know, very critical. And initially, as he was requiring some additional care, the paperwork in his file indicated that he needed assisted living care. Assisted living care, as it turns out, is much different than skilled care.
Mm-hmm.
And really the VA benefit comes into play for skilled care. And so we were, you know, just trudging down this path of trying to find him a bed and availability. There's 9 different facilities around our geographic location, getting him on wait lists, getting him, you know, into the system was quite the challenge. And we ultimately ended up finding out that it was about his categorization, if you will. And really, back to Novant, so we'll go back to Novant and even the care that, you know, the facility that I went to earlier, just a couple weeks ago, he ended up in that facility with pneumonia and
MRSA.
And it was actually through that process that the case managers that we came to know through Novant really became a bit of a guiding light for us in this.
Yeah. They got him a bed, basically. They knew the language, because it is, like, long-term care, not even VA, but the VA is one language in foreign country and, you know, basic long-term care, nursing homes, that kind of system in this country is just, it's very hard to navigate. But this caseworker, she knew that language, and we told her, you know, what the problem was. You know, we're trying to get him into a VA bed, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, oh, okay. And she got him one. I mean, it's in Charlotte, but she got him one. So that means that his care is paid for by the VA. He earned that by being a 20-year Navy and Army veteran. And he's got a disability. You know, he's got 80% disability.
Yep.
So he's earned all that. And now he is able to get it.
Yeah, and it's a good facility. It's it's got, you know, good people around it. Again, so you get to the facility, you get to meet everybody from, you know, speech therapists to physical therapists to, you know, kind of the nursing station and the folks that are taking care of them. And it's just good people, and everybody's working hard to ensure that they're providing the best care for him. And
yep.
We're thankful for that for sure. So
it's very comforting.
$1 million idea for somebody. If somebody wants to write a simple handbook. For those of us that are moving into the geriatric care, trying to take care of somebody in that space, it seems though everybody we've talked to, our friends and so forth that have been involved in this, it's kind of, you know, learn as you go, you know, feeling in the dark, and
yeah,
you know, it's a lot of discovery by, you know, trial by fire. And so somebody should write a book about, you know.
Or start a business, you know, advocate for.
I'm sure there's something out there.
There's
got to be. But,
we haven't found them yet.
We haven't found them yet. So, but all in all, it's been a good experience with the VA, the VA system. I think ultimately, your point for sure is, you know, while there can be difficult systems, bureaucracy, and challenges, ultimately the people that are in those systems are actually trying to do good for you.
Yeah.
In most cases. And, you know, they run up against, you know, policies and procedures and bureaucracy that creates a bit of a barrier from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Not their intention, that's just the way the government is kind of run. But
yep.
we've, in many, many experiences, we've been blessed with just really good people helping us out on that journey. So it's been good. Good deal. And all is good with you?
Yeah,
okay, all right. You're going to get those eyeballs checked. That's coming up here in a little
bit.
You can see a little bit better.
But I also wanted to mention, you know, just talking about the people that had done us good, you know. I mean, so the two people at Novant were Karen and Tina. They were the two caseworkers that saved us, basically, and saved our family member. And then Ty at Precise Senior Estates, we've mentioned her before, but she gave us respite. She understood where we were, what we needed, and she was able to help us. And man, that's we will be forever grateful for that.
Yep, absolutely. If you're in the Kernersville area, you're going through this process, if there's ever anything we can do to help you out with that, we're not experts by any stretch, but we'd be more than happy to help, you know, share with you the things that we've learned, and as well as, you know, depending upon the level of care and the needs that you have, we highly recommend Forsyth Senior Estates, something you should look at.
Yeah.
If you're getting into that kind of situation, for sure. Yep, she's doing a good job getting that stood back up for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you know, the thing that we definitely want to spend just a few minutes on is, you know, is looking back through. So last week, Thursday, you wrote a blog called Random Thoughts, Updates, and Quotes. And actually, quote number four was from you.
Yep, I quote stuff. I say shit all the time.
You do.
I say smart shit all the time.
Well, we'll let others figure that one out. Okay. Yeah. But you said be authentic. That was your quote. That was your quote. Just be authentic. And I'm going to read from this for just a second. If you can't be authentically you because you think you've got to morph into something to fit in, you are wrong. We are all ridiculously and awesomely unique. Embrace that. You are so strong. Know what you believe. Think your thoughts. Fitting in is not the goal. And there's a lot more that you wrote in that blog about that and the context around be authentic. But tell me a little bit more about just where you're at on that and just what you were thinking.
Well, that came from a conversation that we had when Sean was in town.
Mm.
Our oldest son was in town from Denver, and we were just talking about, social media or something. And we said, you know, it is so easy to not be yourself on social media. You know, you can be whoever you want to be. You can say whatever you want. You can get away. There's no accountability. You can, you know, be whatever you want. But then when it comes, you know, face to face, it's a whole different ballgame.
Yes.
So that's why it's important to be authentic, I think. It's easy to want to be something else, to be something bright and shiny and whatever, popular. But, you know, we need you, you know, the unique you. And what you bring to the table. And evidently Seth Godin reads my blog because he wrote this.
I'm sure he does.
Just a couple of days after that.
I'm sure he does.
But he said, be yourself. Become the self you'd be proud to be. Hang out with people and ideas that help you become that self. Act like that self every chance you get. You know, that's being intentional. Okay, this is who I want to be and this is what I'm going to do. And I'm going to think about it every once in a while. Remind myself. You know, ask, so is this really what I want to do? Is this what I want to be?
Well, and I think that the other thing, too, that I'll add to that is, you know, a model that I was introduced to years ago inside the House of Cargill was what was referred to as the trust model. And really one of the foundational components of trust is authenticity. Being genuine, being sincere, and being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in today's environment, it's really important that you are your authentic self because that is the foundation or the base for trust. Because if you're one person on social media and you're one person, you know, in person, or you're just kind of all over the place, then nobody really knows who you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. And it's hard, I mean, because we all want to fit in, or really we all want to belong. And it's hard, you know, thinking that you have to be something that you're not to fit in. But
yeah, because there's just times where sometimes you think you want to be a part of this group.
Mm-hmm.
And so you begin to morph or to change your values or your true identity to try to fit in somewhere else. And then people can see that too, actually.
Yeah. And if you're doing that, then those ain't your people.
That's correct. Yeah, so work hard. That was a great blog that you did. It was lots of really good quotes in there, but I like that one. Be authentic. Be you. You quoted that. Are there any others you want to share that you've quoted recently? Quotes that you've developed?
Uh-uh.
Quotes that you've written on the wall? Anything? Just that one, huh?
Yeah. What are you thinking of? You're thinking of one.
I'm not. No. I've heard a lot of yours. And sometimes they're pointed at me, and I don't appreciate them.
Yeah.
No, it's
we'll talk about that next time.
Next time.
I'll write down some things.
Well, a lot of good stuff today. Spring is officially here.
Yep.
Things are warming up. Things are greening up. We made it to the mountain the other day. Went up to the mountain. Seems though the mountain is a good 10 days behind the Piedmont here, and so dogwoods are blooming here, but the mountains are not yet, so
right.
We'll see that soon up there in the mountains. Anything else to share with the fans of the Goat Locker podcast?
I think that's it.
Okay, well.
You did all right, Barry.
Yeah.
Good job.
Bearcat,
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to work on this identity. I want to be my authentic self.
You are authentically American.
All right, everybody. Hey, we appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Share with your friends. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, make sure you sign up for the Shining Girls blog. And then share that with your friends. There's a lot of good stuff that comes out on every
Thursday.
Every Thursday. And I think we've officially moved this podcast here to
Monday-ish.
Mondays.
We'll last week it was Tuesday.
Well, it got released. We recorded on Monday and released on Tuesday. Yeah. But yeah, it's...
Anywho.
We're taking it off of Sundays and moving into Mondays.
We're being consistent, though. Every second week, we're coming out with a new one.
That's right. And we will have some guests soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we will start bringing some guests in. Maybe Amy Poehler. Maybe she'd want
to. Amy, yeah. If you're out there,
yeah,
call me.
Yeah, we're ready for you. All righty, guys. You guys have a wonderful rest of this week and next, and we'll see you in just a couple weeks.
Bye.
See you, bye.
Purple light in the canyon. That is where I long to be with my three good companions. Just my rifle, pony, and me. Gonna hang my sombrero on the limb of a tree. Coming home, sweetheart, darling. Just my rifle, pony, and me. Whippoorwill in the willow sings a sweet melody, riding to Amarillo.
Amarillo,
just my rifle, pony, and me. No more cow to be roping. No more stray. Will I see Round the bend, she'll be waiting for my rifle, pony, and me. For my rifle, my pony, and me.
Adios, everybody.